This is Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood. The Chinese electronics giant Huawei is under multiple investigations for stealing trade secrets from U.S. companies, including from a small startup that makes super strong glass using an artificial diamond coating. The FBI apparently ran a sting operation last month in Las Vegas at the CES trade show with Aecon Semiconductor, the company that makes the glass. It's a trade secret thing, and also the diamond coating has potential defense applications, so it falls under international arms regulations, too. Yeah, it is a page-turner. Eric Schatzker wrote about it for Bloomberg. He was actually part of the FBI's sting operation. I asked him first about Aecon.
It is a tiny company based in the Chicago suburb of Gurnee, not exactly Silicon Valley. And it's so small, it's pre-revenue, pre-customer. They're really just getting on their feet.
And in the process of getting on their feet, it sounds like they sent this invention, this sort of glass coated with a artificial diamond to make it stronger, off to Huawei. Is that right? Walk us through the story a little bit.
They're in the advanced materials business, and the founder of the company, Adam Kahn, hit on the idea that diamonds could be the next revolution in electronics. And, of course, it's the hardest known natural substance, and so it's very durable, scratch-proof, and as a result, in theory, it would be highly appealing to smartphone makers, anybody from Apple to Samsung to LG to HTC, and, of course, Huawei, which has become one of the world's largest handset manufacturers. And so he was sending samples out to these companies, and that's when he began to run into trouble.
And so this sample goes off to Huawei. What does Aecon say they think happened with this sample?
Well, the sample didn't come back. That's problem number one. Huawei was supposed to return it in 60 days and was supposed to conduct only non-destructive testing. So at this point, they're already panicking. And then a few weeks more pass, and a package shows up, and they open it, and the sample is broken in two, and three shards of it are missing. And at this point, they're really alarmed because they're beginning to believe, on the basis of what they've seen and Huawei's reputation, that Huawei was up to something nefarious, was trying to reverse engineer the advanced science that goes into putting the diamond down onto the glass. And if that's the case, then they've got no business because Huawei's a multinational giant and could leapfrog them pretty quickly if they figure out the secret sauce to this diamond glass.
So then tell me about the sting. I mean, it's sort of how that goes to an FBI sting that you, as a reporter, were actually involved in, right? Is a fascinating tale.
It's an unusual thing to witness a sting operation, yes. I'll say this. The sting was more or less the culmination of a months-long investigation by the FBI. So they co-opt the two principals in this company, Adam Kahn, the CEO, and Carl Sherboff, his chief operating officer, into a surveillance operation. And it begins with a conference call that the FBI monitors. And the next phase is this meeting that happens at the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas. And I was there. As you can imagine, these executives from this little Chicago area startup aren't exactly intelligence professionals. They've been cast adrift into the wilds of the food court at the Venetian Casino. And from there, they're supposed to conduct a professional surveillance operation, which was, I have to say, from the standpoint of a reporter, pretty amazing to watch.
So now, part of the reason the FBI got involved, it sounds like, is that the diamond coatings have potentially a defense application. If that were not the case, though, Huawei has been long accused of behavior like this by T-Mobile or Motorola or Cisco. But Aecon, as a startup, like you said, no customers, no real resources. Were it not for this kind of defense crossover, would they have any recourse here at all?
There's every reason to believe the U.S. government is interested, may not pursue action, but is very interested in this case as one of corporate espionage. It's not unreasonable to draw the conclusion that the U.S. government has a pretty deep interest in Huawei and is looking for any number of ways to learn about the company, to document its practices, and as we saw on January the 28th, ultimately turn that into judicial action.
Eric Schatzker is a reporter for Bloomberg. Thanks for the tales of espionage.
You bet. Nice to be here.